Highway, Woodham Southside Firestone. You can count on them every time. Woodham Southside Firestone. Use them today. You'll be glad you did.
Quiet, please. In exactly 15 seconds, we'll be on the air.
When you think of all the places you go and all the things you now do by radio, you can, in a matter of moments, travel to foreign capitals to learn what's happening to individuals or whole nations at a time. But if you want to go places fast, take radio along.
Hope you'll put up with this. I have an earworm this morning and I need to play it. Plus, I think this will help wake you up. Think it's a good idea?
No.
You don't like that? This is the Eagles.
No.
Rich Thomas says the Eagles rule. Not a good idea?
No.
Too bad.
Daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady.
John.
What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall.
DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people! That's all!
That's the radio?
I think I heard of that.
It's called the radio.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Stand by for news!
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. The House takes up a war powers resolution today that would restrict presidential military action like the drone strike that killed the top Iranian general. Utah Republican Senator Mike Lee calls yesterday's briefing about Qasem Soleimani posing an imminent threat insulting and demeaning.
When we would ask them, what was the nature of that attack? When and where would it have occurred? By whom would it have been carried out? They refused to answer the question.
Senator Lee on Fox, Georgia Republican Doug Collins disagrees.
I believe the briefing said exactly what should be said.
Congressman Collins on Fox Business Network. Queen Elizabeth's reportedly very upset about Prince Harry and his wife Meghan's plan to step away from British royal duties.
Buckingham Palace putting out a statement saying, discussions with the Duke and Duchess of Sussex are at an early stage. We understand their desire to take a different approach, but these are complicated issues that will take time to work through.
Fox's Ryan Chilcote in London. America's listening to Fox News.
Hello, Queen!
Today's show is brought to you by Throwback Thursday. Well, here we are in 2020. That means we're the same distance from 1990 as we are from 2050. I don't know if that's a throwback or a fast forward, but holy snarkies, I'm feeling just a little bit older than I did before I read this.
You know, when you put it that way, think about that, 1990 and 2050. That is, wow, that is a little bit on the scary side. It is 6:05. We got lots to talk about when it comes to the weather.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
We've had the luxury of time this week, time to get ready and plan for this severe weather coming in on Saturday, which is likely. I mean, it's likely. Very mild today with a high in the upper 60s, becoming breezy later on. Clouds increase, tonight's low 56. Risk of a few showers tomorrow, especially by afternoon and tomorrow night. Maybe a thunderstorm. No severe weather tomorrow. Low 70s for a high. Then mid-70s on Saturday. An enhanced severe weather threat, which is very rare in January. That's level 3 of 5 possible levels. Damaging wind gusts, 70 miles per hour. Tornadoes are a good bet. Maybe some strong tornadoes. That would be EF2 or higher. What's an EF2? What about that tornado that hit Wetumpka last January 19th? That was an EF2. Make your plans now. And right now, this morning, it's chilly. Boy, is it chilly out there. I wore a light jacket, and I made the wrong choice. Clear skies, 34 degrees, with Prattville at 31 now at 6:07.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
Get up, you idiot!
Why are you so angry?
Why are you so angry?
You want to know why I'm so angry all the time?
You getting enough sleep?
You're getting enough sleep?
I'm imaginary sleep when I'm imaginary dead.
Okay, so that's morbid.
I never sleep.
Except, of course, during working hours.
Really?
Well, that worked.
Can we just start it so we can end it?
Showtime.
Such a dilemma we faced this morning. I'm trying to figure out what the most electrifying story of the day is. And I can't decide between Prince Harry and Meghan Markle.
Do you love that in the top right here? That picture of Megxit.
Megxit. Ooh.
And look at him. He's drinking a beer and he's there. And
I love
curlers.
The only newspaper left in America that is worth reading is the New York Post. In fact, rather than take the time to comment, I'm going to post it shortly as a column from Michael Goodwin, who, in my opinion, is the best political writer of any newspaper in America. He's just really good at boiling it down. New York Post sells a lot of copies. I guess they don't have a lot of influence, though, because New York keeps electing real dubious people.
Best headlines ever are in the New York Post. Yeah. Best headlines
well,
always.
It all started with Headless Body Found in Topless Bar. Remember that one? That was bad. I think that was in the 80s. I'm going to post this Megxit cover and put it up on Facebook so everybody can see what we're
headless
chuckling
bar.
Over.
Topless bar.
True. It's true. And that was sort of like the headline that launched the super tabloid era.
Yeah.
And but nobody, I don't think anybody has come close to topping that one. Says, but actually, our most electrifying story will involve something from the entertainment universe.
Huh?
And that'll follow the William Tell Wake Up. Right now it is 6:09. Here's your local news.
From LB.
Alabama News Network. I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. A doctor says Governor Kay Ivey is cured of lung cancer. In a statement, Dr. Alex Whitley says scans showed no signs of the cancer Ivey was diagnosed with last year. He says Ivey will continue to be monitored, but he considers her to be cured. Tuskegee police have made an arrest in a December murder investigation. Authorities have charged 19-year-old Trayvon Lyles with murder and the death of Quandravius Ferguson. They say Lyles shot Ferguson on December 8th. He is now in the Macon County Jail. And the Montgomery County Board of Education is having a public hearing tonight about a new startup charter school proposal from Life Academy. The meeting is tonight at 6 o'clock in the Carver High School auditorium. The board is expected to vote on this proposal at a later date. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Are you sitting there daydreaming about the day you retire? The day they have the office party for you, and at quitting time, you pack up all your stuff and you leave work for one last time? Well, you better stop daydreaming, because it'll be here before you know it. And if you haven't already called him, you better do it right now. I'm talking about David Ernest. David is an asset preservationist. That means he's a guy who helps you keep your money. That old 401k or that IRA that's just laying around, let David Ernest roll it into something for you that's going to start earning money and getting you set up for retirement. Call David Ernest today, 279-7431. That's 279-7431. He's been doing this for nearly 40 years, and he's the money man with the money plan. Let David Ernest put your money to work for you. Call him right now, 279-7431. Ernest Financial, LLC.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
It's the William Tell Wake Up at 6:11.
Trouble keeping up with your New Year's resolution? Introducing your new New Year's resolution. It's like your original one, but way easier. Did you want to eat healthy in 2020? How about instead of that, you eat healthy servings of food you like? Trying to work out more? Maybe you can work out a way to avoid doing that. Were you trying to see your family more this year? How about we have them see their way out of your home? 2020, what's your New Year's resolution?
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 334-245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell.
Not very often we go to the entertainment business for our most electrifying story of the morning, but here it is. ABC's next live musical is going to be Young Frankenstein.
Are you kidding me?
No. An adaptation of the 1974 Mel Brooks classic.
in the more recent Broadway version.
When?
Let's see.
Around Halloween.
I think. That would be a good time to do it.
They don't have a premiere date, and they don't know who's going to be cast in what role.
Wow.
But it's fun just to think ahead and wonder what lines and how they're going to be done and who's going to do them in this musical.
Oh, you men are all alike. 7 or 8 quick ones, and you're off with the boys to boast and brag. You better keep your mouth shut. Oh, I think I love him.
Igor, would you give me a hand with the bags?
Certainly. You take the blonde, and I'll take the one in the turban.
Oh, knockers.
I was going to do that one if they didn't.
This is kind of intriguing that they're considering this. They will also air a live episode of The Conners next month that will coincide. Be interested to see how they handle this. It'll coincide with the New Hampshire primary on February 11th, and they will actually incorporate ABC News live political coverage in real time.
Oh, you're kidding. That's interesting.
Let's see. According to the description, Mark is watching the results of the primary for a school report with Harris, who's apathetic to the electoral process. The rest of the Conners share their differing takes on why they think everyone should vote and blah, 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 blah.
Is there anybody, I guess, outside of Gene Hackman that's alive from the film?
Well, let me think.
Terry Garr
still alive, but not in good shape.
Okay.
Yeah, Terry Garr.
I wasn't sure.
He's had some real serious health issues.
Hackman. He was the blind guy.
Honest to God, I could see why he would have done that part for free.
He begged Mel for that role.
Yeah. And
was Cloris Leachman in that?
Yes.
Yep. Is she still alive?
She died, I think. Didn't she?
We keep talking about doing Dead or Alive. We should.
Dead or
Alive. Let's find out, Jay.
Yeah.
You got to warm up your...
I got one.
I know. Currently, my laptop has no battery in it. I'm waiting for a new battery, so it's a gamble on starting it up every morning.
Hang on. I'm pasting in your convoluted random facts.
Cloris Leachman is alive.
She's alive. She's alive.
She's 93. Born in Des Moines, she lives, I don't know where she lives now. But
it'd be interesting if they incorporate anybody who's still alive from that production.
It would be awesome. Yeah. It would be really
many to pick from, honestly, so.
Yeah, because Kevon Little, he's not.
That's Blazing Saddles.
Wait a minute, hold on, sorry, wake up.
I mean, there's Mel Brooks, obviously.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's 93.
Yeah.
But who else could, out of the line?
I am Paul Bruchel.
She was in more than one Mel film, too.
Yeah. My favorite scene, and it's the subtleties in that movie are as good as the actual lines, where...
Going up the stairs?
Well, there's that, but the boyfriend... He was my boyfriend!
Ovaltine!
Yes! Ovaltine! Perfect!
Stay close to the candles. The staircase can be treacherous.
But there's one time when she says,
I am Paul Bruchel.
And she makes this
look at her face.
Unbelievable pickle puss, because it's like she's admitting through her facial expression that there's something going on with her and that horse.
The way she rolls her eyes.
You mentioned the Hackman scene playing the blind guy. The best part in that, in addition to him, the way they just did the slapstick pouring the hot soup into Frankenstein's crotch. The way Frankenstein just gets disgusted, like, oh my God.
The cigar. Trying to
cigars.
Light.
Wait, I was going to make espresso.
Espresso.
Well, this will be something that will be appointment TV.
Oh my gosh.
I will be eager to see this.
Until they hire Alec Baldwin for the monster.
Oh, man.
I will not watch it. If his fingerprint is anywhere near that, I will not watch it.
I don't know. Who would they? I don't know.
There must be somebody besides him.
Oh, of course.
I'd rather have an unknown do it.
Who was the guy that played on Everybody Loves Raymond? with...
Oh, Brad Garrett.
That guy.
Oh, they're talking about him, yeah.
Yeah, he would work.
He's all... In fact, it says in the story, a little opinion from the writer, I feel like they almost have to cast Brad Garrett from Everybody Loves Raymond as the monster, not just for his look, but because of his connection to the original.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
From Everybody Loves Raymond.
Right.
That really is a great show. That's another show I'm kind of catching up to after its run is over. It's nice. I'm glad I didn't watch it while it was going on, because now all these episodes are new. And Doris Roberts is freaking hysterical.
Mel Brooks walking around with Gov on his back. G-O-V. Gentlemen, the affairs of state take precedence over the affairs of state. I don't know if you remember that.
You're flashing back between Blazing and...
Oh my God, yes I am. Oh, I did it again.
Oops, he did it again, everybody.
I did it again. But Mel is in Young Frankenstein?
I don't know. He usually would show up.
No, he was not in that one.
He would usually show up in like little bitty, you know, cameo roles, but I don't think he ever did with Young Frankenstein.
No, I think that was part of the deal.
Can you edit that out of the podcast?
Sure, yes.
Thanks.
Because
when they hear it on the West Coast, it'll be correct.
Have you heard about this dry January thing?
Huh?
People not drinking?
I have not heard a thing about it.
We have a tribute to Dry January coming up, Paul Simon style, at the end of this next break. Mr. Electric brings you our most electrifying story of the morning and afternoon.
And I have another cup of coffee, so I'll get my movie straight.
And they also bring top-notch certified master electricians to your doorstep whenever you need an installation, repair, or service. They do appointment work, which means if you come up with an appointment time that works for you, like, let's say, 4 in the afternoon, that's when they'll be there. Mm-hmm. And they give you an upfront price that does not change, no games. In the meantime, your work is being handled by the certified masters of electricians here in the River Region. And their customer service is great. They're friendly, knowledgeable. And it's always a good idea if you live in a home that's a little bit older, 20 years or more, to every so often have a master electrician come out and give your electrical system a little checkup. Because electrical fires can be prevented, but when they happen, they're about as bad as any fire can be, because they burn very quickly. So avoid trouble and use the best when it comes to electricity. Mr. Electric, 245-1566, or visit MrElectric.com. It is 621. What's that temp again?
We're 34.
I'm going to go check. Our first look at the roads.
Well, good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. We're keeping our eye on the roads for you this morning, and we've already got congestion on the West Boulevard from I-65 up past 331 and Norman Bridge. Troy Highway, East South Boulevard already busy this morning, as well as the Wetumpka Highway at Congressman Dickinson. I-65 and 85, a lot of cars on the highway this morning and busy down at the interchange, but we have no reports of any accidents to us at this time. So drive carefully, buckle up, still a little bit early, and we're going to have more and more traffic on the road as we get a little bit later into the day. We will keep you updated right here. Reinhardt Used Car Super Center will give you a minimum of $1,000 trade-in on anything that you can chase, drag, roll, or ride onto their lot. Start the new year with a new car at Reinhardt Used Car Super Center. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Hurt in a wreck that wasn't your fault? Get the tiger on your side with Stuart Vance. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Today's program is sponsored by Throwback Thursday. Like, dude, like the 80s were totally radical and bitchin' and tubular and stuff? No, seriously, dude, far out and gnarly. Dude.
Alabama Home Mortgage is in the business of saving you money. Hey there, I'm Kim Williams along with Madeline Cannon. Figuring out new ways to stretch your mortgage dollar is what we do at Alabama Home Mortgage.
Here's the deal. Getting started is as simple as dialing 567-4223. In fact, why not try doing that right now?
You'll be amazed at the amount of cash you can save. So please, don't wait any longer. Call 567-4223 right now.
A retired Air Force pilot in Pike Road was experiencing some turbulence with his money, so he called Alabama Home Mortgage to see what we could do to help.
We lowered his monthly payment by $587, reduced his term by 5 5 whole years and allowed him to skip 2 mortgage payments. With Alabama Home Mortgage as his co-pilot, he was able to soar to new financial heights.
Take advantage of today's low rates and reduce your monthly burden much sooner than you thought ever possible.
10 minutes is all it takes to find out how much you can save.
Let us show you the Alabama Home Mortgage difference.
Call 567-4223 or visit us at alahomemortgage.com to apply today. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to Jeopardy! Greatest of All Time Sports Edition. Tiger Woods, you control the board.
I'll take periodic table for 200.
Answer. This is the atomic number for beryllium. Tiger Woods.
What is 4?
Correct.
Japanese cuisine for 1,000.
This beef from Japanese black cattle is valued for its flavor and well-marbled texture. Kobe Bryant.
Is it me?
Yes. Kobe is correct. Your selection.
Potent Potables for 600.
This is the act of making, distributing, or selling alcohol illegally. Tom Brady.
Bootleg.
Form of a question, please.
Coach, should we run the bootleg?
Close enough. Back in a moment. When we return, it's Final Jeopardy. Category, 6-time Super Bowl winning quarterbacks married to supermodels.
Oh, man, that sounds like a tough one.
Been outside?
It's a bit nipply out. I mean nippy out.
It sure is. With the timeline for January 9th, here's your host, Rich Thomas.
There are 356 days left after today in the year 2020. This is 2020. It's Law Enforcement Appreciation Day, and we do appreciate all of our law enforcement officers.
They have a tribute coming up later.
Excellent, excellent, excellent. National Shop for Travel Day. I don't know what that means or how you celebrate that. And this is shocking. Today is National Static Electricity Day. On this date in 1493,
sorry,
Italian explorer Christopher Columbus, sailing near the Dominican Republic, or the DR as we call it, sees 3 mermaids. In reality, they were manatees, though, sea cows, and describes them as not half as beautiful as they are painted.
When you see, when you're at sea that long and you haven't been around a woman, manatee starts looking pretty good.
Oh, gosh. 221 years ago, 1799, the first income tax imposed in England. 61 years ago today, the year is 1959, on the CBS television network, Rawhide premiered, starring Clint Eastwood as Rowdy Yates, a cowhand on a continuous cattle drive. And if you've never seen the show, you've certainly heard the theme song. And for Frankie Lane, I bet that paid the electric bill for a few months, huh?
No doubt.
Quite a long time. Every time that was played, cha-ching. 1972 on this date, Queen Elizabeth destroyed by a fire in Hong Kong Harbor. It's the most famous vessel at the time in the world. It's on the bottom of the seafloor now. Now, our song of the day, arguably one of the best Paul songs. When you've been a Beatle, the name Paul is sufficient. Actually, Sir Paul, knighted by the Queen in 97. The song came out December of 72. BBC banned it because of the sexually aggressive lyrics and the line, "We're going to get high, high, high." Here's 29-year-old Paul with Linda.
Well, when I met you at the station, you were standing with a bootleg in your hand. You're back to my little place for a taste of a multi-color band. We're going to get high, high, high. The night is young. You in my pocket, little mama, gonna rock it every morning just because.
think WLS played a song like that. I don't think they played High, High, High.
Actually, did.
Oh, yeah? They played
well,
it. They did.
Wait a minute.
They played it as an oldie, or they played it when it was current? Or?
We played it on WLS-FM.
Oh, yeah, on the FM. Okay, I got you. A little hipper.
I can't say for sure on the AM. What was the date on that?
1972, December.
All right, I'm going to look at the WLS Hit Parade.
Oh, can you do that? How do you do that?
I'm going to, let's say, January...
73?
1973, yeah.
And you can do that?
Yes, they have WLS history.
And now you go to 73.
73.
And you're looking down and we're seeing My Love by Paul McCartney from the same album.
Well, this is the top 89 for the year.
Oh, for the year. Okay, it doesn't do the...
But they do have the individual hit parades.
Interesting. Okay, cool. 1976, Queen number one with Bohemian Rhapsody. The single enjoyed a nine-week run on the chart, selling more than a million copies by the end of the month. But then it reached number one again following Mercury's death. 36 years ago in 84, Van Halen released the album 1984. It featured Jump, Panama, and Hot for Teacher. 1991, baseball officially bans Pete Rose from being elected to the Hall of Fame. Pete is 78 now, born in Cincy, Charlie Hustle. Oh, is that the W? Okay, that's 68.
Yeah, but they have these.
Look at Chuck Bell. Chuck Buell.
You know what?
Yeah.
Chucky Buell was the nighttime jock, and in the early 90s, he was part of my agency.
Really?
Yep.
Is that right?
He worked for me.
Who is the person I ran into that...
Alyssa Miller.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Part of that team.
Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. So, 2013, for the first time since 96, no candidates elected to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. And by the way, we're going to find out on January 21st who gets inducted this year to Cooperstown. Who do you think?
Derek Jeter should go in unanimously, yeah. And I think Larry Walker and Curt Schilling will go.
Okay, cool.
I hope.
20 years ago today in 2000, Malcolm in the Middle premiered. Hard to believe that the guy who played Walter White
yeah.
on Breaking Bad was a dad. 2007.
But it was it was reversed, though. It was hard to believe to see him go from that role
exactly.
into that one, yeah.
Exactly.
And now it feels weird to see him in a role like that.
Right, he's versatile.
Yeah, you're right. I'm checking. I'm going week by week in 1973. Uh-huh. I see WLS playing
High. It was on the FM. Yeah, yeah. It was hipper.
That's what made us hip, you see.
Yeah, that's right. WLS FM.
Rockin' hits.
2007, Steve Jobs unveiled this product called the iPhone. First,
it'll never last.
Nah, it's not going to make it.
Another fad.
It sold 1.2 billion phones worldwide from 2007 to 2017.
Made in those Chinese sweatshops that Ricky Gervais was talking about the other day while Tim Cook was sitting there.
I know, they got off of him recently.
Oh, that was
they?
Hilarious. I still have that.
So Prince William's wife, Kate Middleton, is 38 today. They're still sticking with the Queen.
I was going to say, which one was it that said they were backing away?
Oh, Harry and Meg.
Yeah.
Harry and Meg are backing away.
You have some of that in the cheap impression.
Megxit. Megxit, they call it.
The yeah. Megxit.
A.J. McLean, apparently the bad boy of the Backstreet Boys, is 42 today.
The bad boy.
Dave Matthews is 53. Mark Martin, NASCAR driver, is 61. Crystal Gayle, whose brown eyes are still blue, is 69. David Johansen is 70 today. Jimmy Page from Led Zeppelin is 76. Joan Baez is 79. And Richard Nixon would have had a birthday today. He died in 1994. Now, countdowns, 36 days till Valentine's Day, the time change in 58 days, spring in 70 days, and 240 days till the first SEC football slate of the games in the fall. That's your timeline.
With your host, Rich Thomas. What's our TV topic today, boys?
The key to a good relationship is having a lot of me time, time away from
That's
your
right.
significant other.
Not time together, but time away.
Right.
I agree.
Yeah. Don't go away mad, just go away.
You know, you got to have, look, I had three very brief marriages. I have one that's going into its sixth year in a couple of months.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a big reason why, you know?
Sure.
And it works. So I'm totally on board with that idea, but we'll wait till we get on the tube ski to talk about it. Georgia Floors Direct has been a flooring destination for over half a century there now, and I don't see why they won't be around. I may not be here, and I probably won't in another 50 years, but they will on the Boulevard. I don't know if Lowe's will still be across the street or not, but great ideas are forever. And when you bring in popular styles of flooring direct from the manufacturers, which means a wholesale price, you turn around and give your customers a great price on the flooring they want. Help them finance it if they need 12 months, good as cash. You can do that for qualified customers at Georgia Floors Direct. And then having a team of installers who are the very best at what they do to complete the project. Jeff Mallinson and his Mary Band of Flores will help you navigate an enormous warehouse full of choices. You're never going to complain that there's not enough to look at Georgia Floors Direct. A flooring destination since 1969 and until 2069 and beyond. My opinion. But terrific people. On the Boulevard across from Lowe's, 635.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
So today we're quiet. This is a good thing. We had 66 yesterday. I think we'll be around, maybe 68-ish today. Becoming breezy later on. Clouds increasing. Low tonight, 56. Tomorrow, risk of some afternoon showers and continuing tomorrow night. There could be the rumble of thunder, but no severe weather tomorrow. We're fine. Low 70s for a high temperature. Then mid-70s Saturday, everything in the atmosphere is just primed. Watch my morning video this morning, and you'll have a wow moment on some of the parameters coming together for severe weather with an enhanced threat. Damaging wind gusts 70 miles per hour or higher. Tornadoes are a good bet. Maybe some strong tornadoes in the state as well. So now make your plans to get our weather app on your phone or tablet, because it will instantly alert you to a watch or warning. We'll be here, no doubt about it, all day long. And now's the time to make plans for that. This morning we have clear skies. It's 31 in Prattville, 34 now out at Danley Field, the official location for our temperature, at 636.
All right, we'll hit the traffic dungeon and then come back and join our friends at Rising on CBS 8 and ABC 32 live.
Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Here's the latest on the highways. Highway 231 out of Wetumpka. We are seeing some congestion at the red lights and a lot of inbound traffic this morning to Congressman Dickinson, Northeast Boulevard. Over on the North Boulevard, Jackson Ferry, we got a little congestion there this morning. Light to moderate traffic on I-65 and 85 through downtown Montgomery. The Boulevard's light to moderate, mostly light right now, as well as the Atlanta Highway. Not a lot happening out there right now, and we have no accidents to report that we know of at this time. So keep it in the road, buckle up, drive carefully, don't text and drive, all that good stuff, and keep it here. We will keep you updated. Haynes Ambulance serves Central Alabama both on the ground and in the air. You and your family's lives are their complete dedication. That's Haynes Ambulance for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell J.
Get the tiger on your side and get the money you deserve. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. The House takes up a war powers resolution today that would restrict presidential military action, like the drone strike that killed the top Iranian general. Utah Republican Senator Mike Lee calls yesterday's briefing about Qasem Soleimani posing an imminent threat insulting and demeaning.
When we would ask them, what was the nature of that attack? When and where would it have occurred? By whom would it have been carried out? They refused to answer the question.
Senator Lee on Fox. Georgia Republican Doug Collins disagrees.
I believe the briefing said exactly what should be said.
Congressman Collins on Fox Business Network. Queen Elizabeth's reportedly very upset about Prince Harry and his wife Meghan's plan to step away from British royal duties.
Buckingham Palace putting out a statement saying, discussions with the Duke and Duchess of Sussex are at an early stage. We understand their desire to take a different approach, but these are complicated issues that will take time to work through.
Fox's Ryan Chilcote in London. America's listening to Fox News.
Hey, this is David Little from Tucker Pecan Company. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for over 10 years now, and the results have been amazing. Every day, we have new customers that come in that have heard us on all the different radio stations that we advertise on. If you want to help your business grow, the best way to do it is through radio advertising through Blue Water Broadcasting. They do a great job in promoting our business and helping us grow our business, and hopefully they can help you grow your business too.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's showtime.
All right, we are waiting to make our connection with the group at Rising, CBS 8, ABC 32.
Did you post that post picture? The New York Post?
The Megxit?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's on my Facebook page along with some other time that I think is worthy.
Excellent.
Of your
excellent
time. Some other stuff that's worthy of your time. 6:40, by the way. 7:40 Eastern.
Kind of sounds like, could be like Tuck Tusk, sort of, that song.
A little sped up.
Maybe I should play Tusk while we're waiting to talk to them. Should I do that? All you got to do is take the guy who says it's showtime and put Tusk behind it.
Starting your day the right way with Rising.
You think that the key to a healthy relationship is doing a lot of date nights and other stuff as a couple, and you'd be wrong.
Yeah, according to a new survey, 85% of people say that having me time where you're alone and you can do anything you want is the key to a good relationship. And the ideal amount is an average of 51 minutes a day, around 6 hours a week.
Yeah, we need to bring in the experts on this.
Oh, God.
Talk 93.1. Yeah. Good morning, guys.
When did the experts get here?
Good morning.
Yeah, the experts are late. You'll have to talk to us. I actually, I'm in my fourth marriage. Mm-hmm. I think there's a lot of truth in this. What's the old saying that two trees cannot grow in each other's shadow?
Oh, my gosh. That's all the time we have for today, folks. You read that right off the teleprompter, didn't you?
No, I didn't. I've actually heard.
I saw it.
But it's true. You need sunlight. Trees need sunlight. You can't, two trees growing too close, one will die.
This suddenly turned into a morning gardening.
Good one, Andrew.
Very good. Yeah, but what's interesting is most of my wives, that doesn't sound good.
Most of my wives. Not a lot of people can say that line.
They all live in Texas? Is that where this is going?
All my exes live in Texas. Most of them were not regular listeners of my work. I mean, because I have a job where if you like what I do, you're kind of with me even when I'm here. And I'm very happy to say that Mrs. Ritterbuttle,
she's probably listening right now,
watching and listens and pays. And I love that.
Yeah.
It's nice to know that she likes my work.
This is her me time right now, though, right now. Right?
Yes.
Yeah. Her time away from you.
I encourage that. For her birthday, I gave her, because she's a mom, she works her butt off. So for her birthday, I gave her a girl's night out at a local fancy restaurant so she and a friend could get out and have some time.
Yeah.
I've taken her to the same place, but I thought, you don't do enough things for yourself because you're so worried about the rest of us.
Andrew, are you still working out me time, you and Logan?
Yeah.
We're still kind of doing some, like, long distance right now between Birmingham and Montgomery.
Oh, I gotcha. Yeah.
Me time is just, just built
it's like
in.
But doesn't that make you
more me time than we want?
I was going to say, doesn't that make you miss each other?
More?
Little pangs going on?
Yes, and Logan has always complained about me being on my phone a lot, and when she's there, very naturally, I'm not. Yeah. It's not as like
so
I have to.
So you're having to be more deliberate, you feel like, when you guys hang out together, so that's cool.
Well, you know, it's we're kind of in a business where, especially with Rich, and we got weather coming in this weekend, where you got to pay attention to your phone.
Right.
We're always looking, you know, for the next breaking story or something to talk about on the show. So, I think that's kind of an occupational hazard.
Definitely.
Jay?
Jay? Stop. Jay, let us talk every once in a while.
I know.
Will you?
He hogs the mic. He hogs the show. But he does random facts at 7:10, and that's recommended listening.
I'm fine. I am.
I love seeing those facts on Facebook every morning. Too.
Oh, I do too. I really enjoy
Well,
that.
Thank you. No tree growing in my shade, or flower bush and, you know, rose petals or something. I don't know. I'm my own garden.
If you listen to.
And you're blooming beautifully on your own, Jay.
Well, thank you.
Excellent.
I am my own garden. Jay Scott, 2020. That's a good one.
Put it on my grave.
Look at the time.
Look at the time.
Like a good breakup line for
sure,
someone.
Yeah.
We just need some time apart.
I need to tend to my own garden.
All that manure you keep putting on it.
All the manure.
That's great.
I just keep watering this.
I need some sunshine.
I need to plant my own seeds. I can't.
A lot of fertilizer in this segment. In the nurturing sense.
You're a weed right now, and I can't do this anymore.
Love it.
I'm going to have to spray you with Roundup.
Why do you even need us?
I don't know why we're single, Jay.
Don't ask him that.
Exactly. Because we perk right up on that part of the segment. That's why.
Have a good day.
My garden has become a wheat field.
Just so optimistic, right?
I am my own garden.
All right. See you guys tomorrow.
Bye.
If you want to hear more from the Infinite News Talk 93.1, Monday through Friday, starting at 6.
That was a lot better than I thought it was going to be.
It was, there were a lot of great moments, but I don't think anybody can top Jay's I am my own garden.
I am my own garden.
Garden line.
Thought I'd heard it all.
I don't know where that came from.
6:46.
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
All right, the big story. It was on Fox at the top of the hour. You'll probably hear more about it all day long. Prince Harry and Meghan Markle announcing yesterday they're going to step back as senior members of the royal family.
Oh, my God. Who the hell cares?
Now, here's what it doesn't mean. It doesn't mean that they're quitting or renouncing their fancy titles as the Duke and Duchess of Sussex, whoever that is. They just decided to carve out a progressive, that's kind of alarming, role within this institution. Part of that carving includes becoming financially independent. That's cool.
And living in North America part of the time.
I think, we'll see them in Canada.
Yep.
And Vegas.
And Vegas.
Harry has a series on mental health that'll be on Apple TV Plus. And they also want to be free to interact with the media in any way they see fit. Family currently participates in something called the Royal Rota system. That's R-O-T-A.
Is that Rota-Rota?
No? Rooted in Rota. It's a pool of British press organizations that get exclusive access to official engagements of the royal family. They have not been happy with how the British media has been treating them. Harry recently complained about the way they've been trying to juice up a feud between him and his brother, Prince William. And just a week or so ago, this whole thing with Prince Andrew and Jeffrey Epstein, Andrew's been kind of like sent into exile.
Well, yeah.
Because of those connections.
There was what, photos and stuff and everything else connecting him? And yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, if we knew all, he's in deep.
Whew.
So that's the big story in the world of show business. But wait till you hear about this. This is big, too.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say?
shut up.
Justin Bieber is fighting Lyme disease.
What is... Oh, I'm trying to remember what Lyme disease...
You
what
get
is
that from like a mosquito bite or something.
What does it involve?
Ticks. Okay.
So what does it do to you?
Fever, I think.
Is it?
Or maybe I'm thinking of yellow fever.
Well, apparently, some of his recent photos, he looks a little ill. And he finally addressed it by saying, I've been recently diagnosed with Lyme, L-Y-M-E disease. Mm-hmm. Not only that, but I had a serious case of chronic mono, the kissing disease, mm-hmm. which affected my skin, brain function, energy, and overall health. These things will be explained further in a docu-series I'm putting on YouTube.
Well,
you can learn that I've been battling and overcoming. It's been a rough couple of years, but getting the right treatment that will help treat this so far incurable disease, and I will be back and better than ever. And that show, mark your calendars, January 27th on YouTube for the Justin Bieber spectacular. Leonardo decapitated Mr. Environment. Apparently had no problem with being out on one of those energy-burning boats. He saw a guy in the water. He was on the ship, it wasn't the Titanic, with his younger girlfriend, Camila Marone, near St. Bart's on December 30th, when there was an emergency search on for a guy who was drunk and fell off a Club Med ship. Found the guy. He had been treading water for 11 hours.
Jeez, I couldn't do that.
So we have to give...
I guess you could do it if you had to.
Yeah, God, you think about the story of the Indianapolis and what those guys went through.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man. And then you tap your friend and...
That's the thing. When you're
a shark.
Even when you know where you are and you're not in any danger in the ocean, mm-hmm. there could be anything from jellyfish to something with a fin on the back.
Exactly.
The Oscars are sticking with their no-host thing for the second straight year. The ratings were up last year, stopping a four-year slide. That doesn't mean they were great. They were just up. Last year's telecast was 3 hours, 13 minutes long. The previous year, it had been just under four. Three of the eight best picture nominees were blockbusters last year, so there may not be as much interest, rooting interest, this year. This will be the seventh Oscars without a host. In addition to last year, they did this in 69, 70, 71, 89, and last year when Green Book won Best Picture. There is a music-centric version. We don't have enough Bachelor and Bachelorette shows, right?
No.
Yeah, so they're going to raise the bar. ABC is developing a spinoff of The Bachelor called Listen to Your Heart. That's lame, isn't it?
Listen to Your Heart?
Listen to Your Heart. 20 single men and women will sing covers of songs individually and as couples, and they'll explore relationships while living together and going on dates with a musical flair.
Okay.
This sounds really complicated. It's going to debut 8/13. What happened to the good old days when two people would kind of size each other up and say, yeah, you're hot, I agree, let's do it.
Well,
it'd be a five-minute show.
Well, exactly. You can't make money off a five-minute show.
What was the dating app we were talking about the other day that somebody got banned from?
Bumble.
Bumble?
Yeah, Sharon Stone got banned.
Oh, yeah. Sharon Stone, they're running a promo on Sundance of that infamous scene from that infamous
Basic movie. Instinct?
Or, yeah,
Basic Instinct.
Yeah. The leg crossing. Although they cut away from it, of course.
Well, of course.
Where's my Leslie Nielsen clip?
Shirley.
off the top of your head, and I'm pretty sure I'm going to have some audio for this, the 10 best bass lines in music of all time.
One of them has got to be My Girl, right?
That didn't make this top 10 list. Guitar World put this out.
Okay.
Right at the very top is this one.
Oh, yeah. By Chick.
Yeah, Chick. That was a big group in the late 70s there.
Good times. WLS Music Radio. Good times.
The Rich Thomas School of Broadcasting is always open, kids. Let's see. Paul McCartney made the top 10 best baseline list number 8 for Come Together.
Ooh, nice. That's a good one.
So here is a Beatles collection, only Paul's bass.
The Beatles. You've bought their albums, their CDs, the remasters, the remixes of the remasters, and you bought the 50th anniversary of their final album, Abbey Road.
And in the end...
But now there's more. Capitol Records presents all of the Beatles classics featuring only Paul's bass. Like Come Together. Hear the songs like you've never heard them before. Like Here Comes the Sun. We rang Paul McCartney to get his reaction on this exciting new collection.
Hello, this is Paul McCartney. Please leave a message.
The mailbox is full and cannot accept any messages at this time. Goodbye.
Don't miss out. Get all of the Beatles classics, only played by Paul's bass. Available now from Capitol Records.
I love it. That's good.
Yeah, that is really good.
Another one that's on the list.
Mm-hmm.
Another one, Bites the Dust by Queen.
Oh, that's good.
Money by Pink Floyd.
Ooh.
Sex Machine by James Brown from 1970.
Don't know it.
And Roundabout by...
Yes.
Are you sure that's who did it?
Yes.
Yeah. Really?
Yes.
Okay.
And when they came out with an album one year, Rolling Stone reviewed it and said, no.
Let's see, what other bits and pieces do we have here? Oh, I didn't know this.
But now you do. What?
I'm surprised this didn't get more attention. You know who passed away? Buck Henry.
Yeah, at age 79.
89.
89, I beg your pardon.
He was the founding father of SNL.
He is on the list of some of the most, the hosts that have hosted it the most.
Yes, and also was the guy who put situation comedy at a higher, more sophisticated level with shows like Get Smart.
Mm-hmm.
I think he and Mel Brooks developed that together. God, I had not heard that.
I think Carl Reiner was part of that, too.
Brilliant guy. Man, here I'm looking in the bits and pieces section. That's all they give this guy? He was a legend. There are people that think that Tom Brady could be playing for the Cleveland Browns next year.
Oh, no!
I don't know why. Why he would do that. It doesn't make sense.
The Browns would just do it to sell tickets, obviously.
One of the most annoying shows of the 80s is coming back in the 2020s called 30-something.
Oh, wow.
The 30-somethings of the 80s are now 60-somethings.
I wonder what those people look like now.
So it'll be interesting to see how they treat that. James Holzhauer round two of the Jeopardy Greatest of All Time contest. He and Ken Jennings now have a win each. Brad Rutter has none. And for you Megadeth fans out there, you'll be happy to know that they're officially back. Now that Dave Mustaine is healthy again. And there you go. That's your cheap and trashy for today.
Yeah, bury that Megadeth story.
That's where we're here. To throw sunlight in our garden on stories that need to grow. Does that make any sense?
There's the fertilizer.
656. We're proud to have a decade's worth of support from a great team of people that do really impressive and important work, and that's Gulf States Mobility in Wetumpka. Their workshop, it's really a house of invention, 1647 Coosa River Parkway. They work with folks who are facing mobility challenges that are sometimes temporary, sometimes long-term, sometimes permanent. Their goal in each and every situation is to begin the process of choice restoration, to make a home safe and accessible so that there's no additional risk to aggravating the condition from which the person is trying to recover. And every single situation requires a customized approach. There's no one-size-fits-all that works in this particular field. They not only service folks who need their services here in the River Region, but all over the southeastern United States, so their reputation is known in this part of the country, wide and far, and they do a great job. James Garrett and Tommy Johnson work with the human spirit. They say that's what drives their operation, people who want to do as much for themselves as they can. They don't want pity. They want power. 514-6590 is their number. Please look them up and like them on Facebook for the great work they do at Gulf States Mobility in Wetumpka. Traffic and Fox News into...
Traffic is brought to you by Alabama Dumpster Service.
Leave your waste in the red containers of Alabama Dumpster Service. Count on friendly customer service and competitive pricing. With Alabama Dumpster, the rate you agreed to is always the rate you'll pay. Call 334-288-1500 or visit alabamadumpster.com.
good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic, and we have a disabled 18-wheeler on the ramp to I-65 southbound in Prattville at Highway 14. If you're getting on the interstate there, watch out for that one as you go by. I-65 and 85, fairly busy this morning as we get closer to 7 o'clock. A lot more traffic on the roads, but we're not seeing any issues on the interstates or at the interchange downtown. A lot more cars on the boulevard. A little congestion on the North Boulevard. Also on the Northeast Boulevard from Wetumpka Highway to Ware's Ferry. We're seeing congestion on both sides of I-85 on the East Boulevard. All the 31s are busy on the way into Montgomery, so please use caution and drive carefully. We'll keep you updated all morning long. The 2020s are here at Reinhart Toyota. Get that special Toyota you've always wanted and shop inside at Reinhart Toyota. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hey, this is Lyle from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. You know, sometimes you might have some jewelry that's just been sitting in the drawer, out of repair, something you're not going to ever wear again, but it's an